it's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
Oh, what's the name got my lips tatted right here? It's funny though, because any girl he get with is that, like, that's gonna be right there.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I always think about too. He got my name.
Dang.
Sophia.
Big?
Right next to his penis.
You must got that fire.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, party people. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I'm recording with the sexiest bitch ever. Oh, Vicky, is that your Instagram?
Whoa, Vicky.
Oh, whoa, Vicky. Okay. I'm recording with Vicky. Do you go by Vicky or Victoria?
Either one you want to call me.
Either way. Mm-hmm. Basically, I reached out and she responded and she was like, yeah, I'm on my way. Let's record. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, you're on your way? Like, we're just fucking going.
Period.
So this was basically just came together very, very last minute, and I'm very excited to have you here. Thank you so much for coming, by the way.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So I have so much shit that I want to ask you, but I went down like a rabbit hole, just all things Whoa Vicky, and I'm sure a lot of people know exactly who you are and are really familiar with you, and then some people who don't. And it's, I want you to tell me kind of like where you came from and how you became so famous. By the way, we sat down and the person that was recording before us went up to Vicky and he said, I recognize you.
Yeah, definitely said.
Yeah. He said, I recognize you. Can I get your number? And he didn't say shit to me, by the way, but he said something to Vicky. Yeah, he was like, I don't know who that bitch is who's recording, but I know who this one is. So where did it all start?
Like, I just went viral on the internet making, just my videos was going viral.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way I talk.
What do you mean by that?
The way I talk, they think it was a fake accent.
Oh, people thought it was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you tell them? To fuck off?
Yeah, just kept making more videos.
Uh-huh.
And it just kept going viral.
Okay, so that's extremely interesting. So you were just making videos, but minding your own business, just speaking the way you speak,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say to the people that were hating on you? Like, did it get to you mentally?
For a while, I didn't care about it at all, because, like, unless you say it to my face, it's a different story, you know? And I've had very few interactions like that. I was gonna say at one point, like, it did get to me, like, because I feel like the whole world hated me. They all thought I was racist. So,
right.
So I had deleted my Instagram for a little bit. Mm. Not deleted, I just deleted everything off of it.
Okay, and so let's talk about that. So you got in a lot of trouble because of saying the N-word, correct?
Yeah. That's funny because I was just talking to my brother on the phone about this. Because I just got back from Egypt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Egypt, they have people of all colors. My color, your color, her color, his color, right? Mm-hmm. But they all consider themselves Egyptians. They don't say, oh, I'm white, he black, she black. They don't say none of that.
Right.
They just call themselves all Egyptians. And they actually use that word out there to greet each other. the word, the N-word.
Oh, the N-word.
They use that word.
Okay. Uh-huh. So when...
And it was funny because, like, the Egyptians that was, like, my color was, like, saying that word.
And it, and out there, like, wasn't seen as a negative thing.
No, it's no problem.
Interesting. Did you feel like you've taken accountability for it, or do you feel like...
Oh, yeah. So when I was in high school, all I had was black friends. And mm-hmm. I used to say the word around them all the time, and they didn't mind, they didn't care. So I think I'd say that in one of the videos, and then everybody was like, you know, getting mad at me. Oh, she's racist, and they told me, just tell them you're black, tell them you're mixed.
Okay.
So then I did that. And then, you know, I was only 17, I was a kid, and I'm like, whatever goes viral.
Right, right, right.
I just took it as a joke.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you were 17. Uh-huh. So now that you're older, you're would be more cautious, obviously.
I also took it as a, I just didn't know it was going to be like that.
So then you said that, and then people, what, came after you saying, no, you're not?
Yeah, they started looking up my parents and stuff.
Oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then did they go after your parents or no?
Probably a little bit. I don't.
But they couldn't get like in touch with them, right? Because your parents.
I think some people did start blowing up my dad's email.
His email. Yeah. They found it.
Yeah, one little time. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I took that word out of my vocabulary after I seen how the whole world affects yeah. the whole world.
Well,
I've seen the importance of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Uh-huh. And I feel like you've taken a lot of words. Like you won't even swear.
Oh yeah, yeah. I stopped cussing.
Which. I DM'd Vicky and I said LFG, and she responded and she said, I don't know what LFG means, but yeah, like, sure, let's record.
Yeah, I even looked it up.
Yeah, and I said it means let's fucking go, and then Vicky just used it and she said let's freaking go. And so that's where I'm like, okay, you must not swear, right?
Yeah.
You don't at all. Mm. Because you've kind of turned this whole new leaf where... You have found God.
Amen.
Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me a little bit about that and like where that came from.
Well, actually, people don't know, like, even back then when I was viral, like, I've been loved Jesus, been loved God. Just, you know, certain things I didn't know.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't grow up in a church or nothing like that. My mama is alcoholic and my dad, he is... basically alcoholic too, but he's a functioning alcoholic. And I just used to see him like with a bunch of different women all the time. And then like I would be alone a lot because I lived with my mom until I was 6, and then I moved in with my dad. And then he would like be out all the time, so he would have like somebody to watch me.
Right.
I'd be like lonely and bored, so I'd get into trouble, you know, like sneak out.
Yeah.
And I lost my virginity at 13.
Oh, wow, that's really young.
Uh-huh, and stuff like that. But that's that because that's all I knew. That's all I seen, like, you know?
Exactly.
I thought, like, oh, yeah, this is normal. This is what you're supposed to be doing, like, you know?
You're a product of your environment.
Right, yeah. So then, like, ever since he had dated this lady, and I had started going to church with her and her family, and then by the time I got my own car, I would always want to go to church by myself at, like, 16. Mm-hmm. And I would always ask my dad, do you want to come with me? And he'll be like, no, 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 I don't want to go. And then when I was 17 years old and I met that family that made me viral, put mm-hmm. me on, they was the only family I knew who parents were still together. Mm. And they had 7 kids, you know, all around my age. And none of them cuss, none of them swear, none of them have sex outside of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
None of them ever tried me, like, on no stuff. And they was all fine. When I tell you, like, they fine. Like, for real. Like, they right. cute. And even the sisters are beautiful.
Right.
Like I'm coming from the world. I'm not used to that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know they got hoes.
Uh-huh.
But nah, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait. So, that family, that's, like, those were your best friends kind of growing up?
It was, like...
That was your family almost?
I met them at 17, but I consider them family. They took me in, and I lived with them for a year. And I got to experience, like, how a family is when you do things God's way, Jesus' way.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, this is fine. I'm going to have a family like this.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I feel like somewhere along the way, because that was when you were 17.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like somewhere along the way, maybe you lost him, right? That's kind of how you refer to it as.
Okay, yeah. So, like, when I moved out from them, like, we fell out, whatever. I moved out.
You guys had a falling out?
Yeah. I just went back to doing things the way I knew how to do them.
Right. From, like, your seeing your mom and your dad and stuff.
Just didn't have no guidance or nothing like that.
Yeah.
And just doing what I'm used to doing.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, and then it's like, yeah, nah, God's way is the only way that works.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm really happy that you found that.
Amen.
You are going through a breakup, or you just had a recent breakup, correct?
Yes.
Which, by the way, breakups are so fucking hard. Oh, excuse me. Breakups are so freaking hard. Period. And I'm sorry you're going through that.
I'm sorry you are too.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been going through mine a little bit longer, but still, I mean, that shit can take a long time to get over. But I do want to talk about it a little bit. So John Gabbana. Gabbana?
Yeah.
John Gabbana. Like Dolce and Gabbana.
Yeah, yeah.
So you dated him, aka Boom Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you guys date?
Like a year.
Okay, a year.
Worst year of my life.
Worst year of your life. So you've been very open. He was very abusive and you've been open about it, which I've been in an abusive relationship before as well. So I totally understand and feel you. And I think it's really important. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that you're so open about it because a lot of women are not.
Right.
A lot of women are scared to talk about it. So what was that relationship like with him?
So let me start off by saying, like, I only got with him because I thought he was a man of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Well, I was going to ask, like, how'd you guys meet?
Yeah. Well, we met a long time ago. We did a YouTube video, and this was before he got saved. And he was flirting with me. But I was like, nah, I already know how this is going to go.
Like, this is not going to go well.
Yeah, he's going to be having a bunch of hoes and cheating.
Oh, you knew from the day you met him?
Like, that's before he got saved.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay.
Then when he got saved, he DM'd me again. I'm like, oh, yeah, this fire. He loved Jesus and he fine. This my husband. That's what I thought.
That's always how it is.
Yeah.
Right. So you're like, he found God and he's hot. Check, check, check. Let's go. Yeah. And then you guys got together. And was he abusive? And when I say abusive, that's like, that can come in many different forms: physical, mental, emotional, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All of the above.
Was he like that straight off the bat?
No, he's a narcissist, so oof. It's like love bombing, and then they're a different person in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't act like that once they
know they have you, right?
Well, basically once you have sex.
So he wasn't like that right off the bat he was like loving you and making you feel safe and amazing and wonderful, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys have sex and then he like takes a turn.
Yeah, which like I didn't want to have sex outside of marriage.
Okay.
And I told him that, but I gotta take accountability for that too, because if you put yourself in a situation, our flesh is weak, we gonna fail, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta take accountability for that too. But I will say, like, a man has more persuasion over that,
like they need it, like they need to have sex. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like this, like a man got more mouth game. They're like, oh baby, I love you, like you know what I'm saying?
They're more manipulative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
So, you don't want to have sex until you're married.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't ever want to.
So, you didn't really want to with him, but he was just like a smooth talker. Yeah. And like, okay.
I got to take accountability for
that. Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
And then you guys end up having sex, and then it just kind of was like downhill from there. But do you think it was the sex? No, I think he was going to do that to you regardless.
He was going to do that anyways. But if I wouldn't have had sex with him, I could have been easier to cut him off.
Because you get attached.
You get your soul ties, yeah.
Yeah. So then what was like the first instance where you were like, wait, this guy's like scary? Or did you not notice until after the relationship, like, oh, this guy's really like fucked up and abusive to me? Because for me, I didn't realize how abusive the guy I was dating was until after, like after the relationship, when people were like, Sophia, what were you
thinking? Yeah, because they be playing mind games,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So is that kind of like what it was like in your situation?
Yeah. Like, oh, let me say this too. Mm-hmm. When I had left that family at 17, and then when I, for 4 years, I was celibate. And I was the happiest I had ever been.
Okay, I need to try that.
I was the happiest I ever, like, so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell him that too, like, in a relationship. Like, but like, yeah, I didn't realize how. Cause it's like he would put it on me, like, and he'd be like one time he hit me in the face like that, like this, not, and then his thing was, I didn't slap you, all I did was hit you in the face. That's not even that bad. That's not even nothing. I used to do my other girlfriends way worse than that.
So gaslighting.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate that shit.
Right.
Right. He like tries to make you think you're crazy.
And he says like, you pissed me off.
Right, it's on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and it's so crazy, like they'll do something so horrible and then you feel bad, right? You're like, oh well, I deserved it.
Yeah,
or, yeah,
because he said when we was playing basketball I was scratching him.
Yeah. And they're so manipulative, right?
So
beyond.
But I feel like the worst part was the mental abuse.
Okay,
honestly.
Tell me about that. That's really interesting. Which I actually agree with that, but I want to hear from you. Yes.
I want to hear you too.
I think for me it was the mental was more persistent. And I think that the physical the physical ends up being a little bit mental too.
It does.
I'll give you an example. He had thrown like a so he cracked my laptop in half.
Dang.
And then he threw like a Yankee candle that, you know, they're like this big at my head, but like I dodged it. It went through the wall. He rips the door off the door handles, like the fucking Incredible Hulk, and like breaks the door in half. None of those things physically had touched me. That is physical abuse. That's another thing women don't understand. It's like a scare tactic, because I thought he was gonna kill me.
No kill.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I remember I ran into the other room and I hid underneath the bed. I locked the door.
Dang.
And I think that's something women need to understand. But there were like, he did put his hands on me, that's for sure. I think the reason the mental was more is because the physical, it's like that pain goes away.
Exactly, yeah.
It's like it hurts for a second and then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And something about the mental is it's all like you're confused and you don't really know how to process it.
Yeah, what did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's such a mind fuck. Because I was like sitting there and I'm like, well, yeah, but like I kind of like hit him back too.
Me too.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was like.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And then I remember my mom had to tell me, because she worked at the YWCA and worked with women in domestic violence.
Aww.
And so I spoke to her about it and she said, when you are dealing with a guy
mm-hmm.
And they are so much stronger than you and bigger than you and just more powerful than you. Mm-hmm. You, that argument, like, oh, well, I, like, you know, like, I did this to them. It doesn't hold up. It is not the same.
Dang.
It's just not, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So why do you think the mental was more?
Like, he would ignore me for, like, 8 days.
Oof.
And then hit me up out of nowhere and say, hey, babe, I love you.
That's so, yeah.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than words.
Right. Exactly.
Now, right? Now yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
I think the mental also was the me knowing he was like being shady and cheating.
Yeah.
And him just like being like, you are fucking crazy. You have trust issues.
Yeah, that's effed up.
And it's like,
they don't give no reassurance. They just say, you crazy. You tripping.
Exactly. So he wouldn't talk to you for 8 days. And then he'd be like, hey, babe.
Hey, babe. I miss you. Love you.
And what would you say? Like, what? Where have you been? No, or were you just like, I love you too, babe?
I was just like, can you come get me from the airport?
Yeah?
Yeah. And then when I got in the car, he's like, I threw all your stuff out.
Why? Why did he throw it out?
He said, because of a tweet I made.
He threw all your shit out?
Yeah.
I would have fucking gone crazy.
I know, right?
And what did you say? You were just like, that's messed up. Did you see yourself marrying him?
Like, at first, before all this happened, I did thought we was going to get married. We was going to marital counseling and everything.
Mm.
But I'm, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Right. But now you're single. Are you officially single right now?
Yeah, I'm single.
Single, celibate.
In his mind, though, like, he might think, like, oh, no, we still in a relationship. Like, he probably think, like, we're going to get back together.
Yeah.
Was that, like, that with you? Like, I'll like, break up with him, and he'll be like, LOL, just calm down. He won't take it serious.
Yeah. No, my guy wouldn't do that, but it was the breakup, get back together, breakup, get back together. Like, mm-hmm. I swear to God, like 20 times, you know?
Yeah. So toxic.
It's so bad. Block each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be calling each other from the star 6-7. Like, just.
So toxic.
So bad.
Yeah.
Or I we would call each other till the other person's phone died. Like, just crazy shit.
How long were you in that relationship?
Ooh, longer than I even would, like, probably close to 2 years.
Wow.
How long were you with, Jonathan?
Ew. A year.
Ew.
But.
John Gabbana.
What was I gonna say? It's like, okay, it's like this. Like, I was really, like, losing my mind in that relationship. For real.
Yeah.
And it was like, the whole world think like, oh yeah, like y'all couple goals, y'all love God, he a man of God, this and that. And I'm like, man, for the day, it's like something in my head. And then like he low key like fooling me too, like got me believing it in a way, even though I'm going through all this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, son, like deep down I knew like this ain't, but like I was so like.
But you don't want to. Yeah.
It's real.
Mm. Yeah, I think me too. Deep down, I knew that what was happening was not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't either want to believe it or I thought he would change.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Right.
Like, you think they're going to change, right?
Yeah.
And they say they're going to a lot of the time.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Elude religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salude knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalude.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with TasteSalude. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
So you saw yourself maybe marrying him. Thank God you didn't. Now you're single. Does he still try to reach out?
No, he stopped.
Do you think he's going to try to reach out again?
I don't have no idea. Only God knows.
Yeah. Do you have him blocked?
On Instagram, no. On number, yes.
Good.
And when he hit me, he hit me in the face. And at the time, he had choked me up. And then when he had me choked up, he had like, by manhandling me, he had bruised my nipple a little bit and it had scabbed. But he said, I didn't feel bad for that. Put my hands on you. I didn't feel bad for that. Because what led up to that?
Oh, my. I'm so sorry you went through that.
I'm sorry you went through that.
Well, mine was like years ago.
Yeah.
Yours is fresh. You just recently went through the breakup. Uh-huh. You're going to come out so much stronger. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to know what to look for. Mm-hmm. In your next relationship, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna find a guy that's like worthy of you.
Amen.
And probably in that moment when he said, "You made me do that,"
like I didn't feel bad because what led up to.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And did you kind of believe him or were you shocked that he said something like that?
You don't remember. So much. Yeah.
There's always so much shit. You don't know what to believe. You don't know. And that's where I think, that's why I think the mental part of abuse is so much worse.
Yeah, because it's like I would call people and ask them, like, is this right? But then, like, deep down, I knew.
Yeah, deep down, you know. But yeah. But you don't want to know. And what were the people around you, like, what were they telling you?
What I really needed somebody was to tell me, like,
get the fuck out.
Hey, no, that ain't right.
Like, yeah.
That's what I really wanted.
And no one was really telling you that.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with y'all? Why y'all ain't telling me that? But like, my brother, he would tell me that. But then I would ask him, so you think I should break up with him? He's like, I can't tell you what to do.
Yeah.
You know?
And you kind of wish you had someone who was like, break up with that dude and stay away from him.
Yeah. Which when I finally did tell my dad after I broke up with him, he told me, yeah, to do that.
It's time.
And he used to call me the B word all the time and tell me get the F out of my crib.
Okay, so I was actually just asked this question. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's ever okay for a guy to swear, like use a swear word or like a cuss word at you, even if he's joking? Do you think it's okay?
The answer is no.
The answer is no, period.
Yeah, period.
Like, I don't think a guy should ever say a swear word at a girl ever. Yeah. Have I accidentally done that when I'm really angry with a guy and used a swear word? Yes.
It's okay.
Which is not okay either, but
we
I know.
We are humans. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, I'm growing up and I'm learning accountability. Thank you.
That's good.
So you have always been a woman of God.
Amen.
But
you too.
Yes. I am a woman of God.
Yes, you are.
I need to fit. High five. I just need to work on maybe the swearing, the drinking, the having sex, the fucking.
It's okay.
Once all of those things. Can I still be a woman of God if I'm doing
Jesus
those things?
Jesus still loves you. Like, he loves you as much as he ever can right now in this moment. No okay. matter what you do. Like, it's nothing you can do to make him love you more.
Wow. I love that.
Even like for somebody that just went out there and killed somebody, he loved them.
He still loves them.
Yeah.
I really, really like, I love that. Because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people have a completely different perspective on that. Right? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you're not worthy of God's love if you've done this, this, and this. But that's not how it works.
No.
It is just an undying, unwavering love for you. So you've always been a woman of God, but I feel like you did kind of have this whole social media image.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of reinvented yourself in a way. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
No, I wouldn't say God.
God did.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're very open about being a woman of God and all of those things. And have people given you hate for that?
No, not really.
They haven't.
Mm-mm.
And they've just supported your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to hear, because I feel like people on the internet will literally hate on you for every single thing that you do.
Right.
Not a woman of God, a woman, like, you know.
Oh, that stuff does get annoying sometimes, like, doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I do have a question just for me,
mm-hmm.
selfish reasons, which I hate your fucking boyfriend, by the way, and I will put your ex-boyfriend, and I will say it right here, right now, I hate you.
God bless him.
God bless him, though, but, like, not a fan. But, so he got famous on, like, Vine for stealing shit.
I think it was not Vine. It was after Vine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, that's how you can tell how fucking old I am, everybody.
Yes. No, you're young.
No. Which, by the way, Vicky did say that I look 21 and not 30.
Period.
So.
Don't play with her. Don't play with that girl, Sophia.
So he would steal shit and, like, film himself doing it.
Yeah.
Was all this shit he gave you stolen? Or did he pay for it?
No, so he did that, like, when he was younger, and then he's been stopped doing that, and then, like, he got saved, so I thought, like, he changed, like,
mm-hmm.
which he did change, and, like, I guess for him, the way he changed is probably good, but at the same time, nah, like, he capped, like, he got the, but God bless him. Jesus loves him. I guess I love him too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as much as you can, right? So, you do have this song, by the way, that I just want all of my listeners to listen to. What's your song about the Birkin?
That song's so old.
No, but it's... I love it, because I just had a guy give me my first Birkin bag.
I see it, look. It's
no,
right
that's,
there.
That's my Kelly.
You talking about you single. You just had a guy give you a Birkin.
And get my name tattooed.
Period. You gonna get his?
No.
Yeah. I feel you.
No.
Oh, what's the name? Got my lips tatted right here.
Stop.
For
right
real.
Here.
Yeah, it's no cap. I mean, he got that tattoo, but you saw how he was treating me. So it's not a flex.
No, it's not a flex at all.
It's a flex. It's funny though, because any girl he get with is that, like, that's gonna be right there.
I
yeah.
That's what I always think about too. He got my name.
Dang.
Sophia.
Big?
Right next to his penis. Right next to his dick.
Dang.
Huge. This big.
Period.
I'll show you a picture and you'll die.
You must got that fire.
You must too. Right back at you, baby girl. Baby girl, we're on that same page. There's a lot of pussy power in this room right now. Ain't he about your Birkin? Yeah.
Is you gonna marry him?
We'll see. I don't know. Depends how many Birkins. Depends how many Birkins, how many tattoos. All right. Here's the first question. Hey, Slew, which, by the way, all my listeners are Slews and they call me Slew. Okay. Hey, Slew. Firstly, I love you. Recently, I've been feeling super low, and actually, your podcast always makes me feel better. I'm really suffering with overthinking my entire life, feeling like a terrible person, even though I know I'm not. Any tips to stop hating on myself? Ooh. I mean, do you have any advice, or do you want me to take it away?
I got advice, but you can go first.
Okay. Overthinking is my middle name, and I overthink like a mother effer. I'm trying to like do better, like sitting next to you, Vicky. I'm like, okay, we're not gonna swear. It's okay. Overthinking is, I have learned as I've gotten older, gets you nowhere. You can overthink yourself into a really, really dark place, and feeling like a terrible person even though you are not. I feel like I know what Vicky's gonna say. You need to find your relationship with God. Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
I think there's like some real accuracy with that. And I also think speaking with a therapist.
Oh yeah, therapists do help.
A lot. I think they can really help. And any tips to stop hating on yourself? Do the basic things that make you feel good. Practicing self-love. There's certain things that'll make you feel better about yourself, you know? Even putting makeup on in the morning.
Thanks.
I will go like days and days and days without wearing makeup, and I'll start to like feel kind of just like gross, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then I'll have to get ready for something, and then I'm like, okay, like I'm that girl.
I'm cute.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. I forgot I was that bitch, you know? So sometimes you have to do just little things like that, and just force yourself to do them. But always know things are temporary, and you will get through whatever darkness you're going through.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dear Sophia, a few days ago, my friend passed away in a car accident. Okay, I'm so sorry. That's so sad. This is the first time I've had to grieve the loss of someone close to me as an adult. The backstory before I ask my question is we were friends for a few years. She had done some things that had really hurt my feelings. I texted another person about it and I said some pretty hateful things. That got back to my deceased friend before I had time to calm down and tell her what was bothering me. It really hurt our relationship. Grieving a friend is so hard, but it's even harder being able to look at our last text and seeing our arguments. That's rough. I'm not holding a grudge, but we had never worked things out, and now I'm caught between grieving and self-resentment for not making up with her. I feel so guilty and so sad. I wish I could just grieve the loss and not be torn between two different pains merging together as one. Any advice? Ooh. You know what? My mom taught me, and I need to practice this a lot more, but I remember one time we got in a really bad fight, and it was when I was like in middle school, not even high school, and we got in a really bad fight, and she had to leave for work, and she said, I love you, I'm leaving for work, and I was like, bye, like, you know, mm-hmm. And I remember my mom looking at me, and she said, there's a chance that I could leave for work and not come back today. So you should not stay angry at me like that. And you should just tell people that you love them. Right? So that is like something that she taught me. So I think I've kind of carried that with me, is to not really let fights or things fester like that, and to forgive. Amen. And to also apologize.
Yes.
However, there are situations where you can't do that, right? I mean, this girl had no idea that her friend was going to get in a car accident. Mm-hmm. You can't beat yourself up over that. Mm-hmm. Right? What would your advice be to this girl? So she's basically asking, like,
She's trying to get that guiltiness off her conscience.
Yeah.
But you just have to go to God and tell God, like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And you know, God forgives you for you already do it. And you tell him you sorry one time, and he forgives you and throws it into the ocean, to the deepest part of the ocean, and then he forgets it.
Wow.
And sometimes we be like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry. You keep saying sorry, keep saying sorry. But God's like, what you talking about? I forgot that. Mm. But yeah, you just got to make peace with God about it, because she's already passed away. God bless her, R.I.P. Ain't nothing else you could do except get right with God about the situation.
Yep. I think that's really sound advice. Mm-hmm. And the grieving thing, in terms of how you should grieve, that is different for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's different. We all handle pain differently.
Exactly.
We all do.
And don't feel pressure to handle it one way or another. Okay, yeah. Next question. Hi, Sophia. Back when I started dating my last boyfriend, I was so anxious around him, I would throw up. I have been single for almost 2 years now since him.
What?
I'm like, girl, you would throw up? What do you mean? Where are you throwing up? Like, in front of him? Are you running to the bathroom? Like, what are we talking about? I've been single for almost 2 years now since him, but I'm too scared to date again because I think I'll throw up. What do I do? What advice do you have for girls who are scared of dating?
Is this a joke?
I don't think it's a joke. So, Vicky, what do you want to tell this girl about just throwing
up? Just don't date. Don't date nobody.
Vicky, are you texting? I love how Vicky just texted.
Just don't date nobody until you can get over that.
So, Vicky's advice is to just not fucking date until you can get your, like, gag reflex and your, like, your stomach.
You don't need to be dating nobody.
Yeah. Let's get your acid reflex and everything under control until you enter the dating game. Girl, if you're getting that anxious that you're having physical symptoms, you might want to get that checked out by a doctor. But yeah. I think the first thing you need to handle is your anxiety, right?
Fact.
I get anxiety all the time.
Really? Yeah.
Do you? Yes. You deal with anxiety?
Yes.
And how? But like, how do you deal with it? Like, how do you take care of it? Or do you throw up?
I don't throw up.
No, I don't either.
I just pray.
You pray.
Yeah.
I will try to meditate. Uh-huh. I will just try to, I'll call a friend.
Yeah, yeah. I call people that give me comfort.
Yes. Uh-huh. Call someone that gives you comfort. Like, there's ways to deal with your anxiety. I don't think you need to
throw up
and run to the toilet. You're saying to not date?
Yeah, she just needs to get at it.
I think maybe you should do the opposite and just date and get it out of your system. Because sometimes that's what you need to do. If you're scared of something, you have to just do it and do it a lot of times to get over it.
Yeah. Well, when God maybe send her husband and he'll accept to throw up.
Amen. Period. Moving on to the next one. Okay. This is our last question, Vicky. Hi there. I lost my virginity very young, so my body count is slightly higher. She's at 9. Okay, so she's had sex with 9 people. Okay. I'm in college. That's a high body count. Okay. I'm in college and feel like I'm made to regret sex, especially when I wanted to say no but felt like I couldn't because of slut shaming. It really gets to me, and I'm terrified of having a reputation or a man rejecting me if they know my history. I know it's a bullshit way to shame women, but it still hurts. What are your thoughts? It would be great to hear from you. Love you. I don't think the amount of men that you have slept with, or women for that matter, matters personally. And I think if you're going to date a dude who is going to judge you on your past and how many partners you've had, then they're not the right dude for you.
Facts.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
And I think that if you are dealing with a guy who would judge you off of how much...
He's a childish...
Yeah.
He's a boy.
He's immature.
He's a boy.
He's a little boy. So do not let society and like these little bitch boys make you feel like shit for having sex. It's ridiculous. And I wonder how many fucking people he's had sex with.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Okay, Vicky, this was so insightful. I loved having you on. You actually put a lot of things into perspective with me. Thank you for being so open about your journey and like what you've been through.
Amen.
I really appreciate that. Where can everybody find you?
On Instagram, I'm Whoa Vicky.
I'm Whoa Vicky. And on TikTok, right? What are you on TikTok?
I'm Whoa Vicky with 2 Y's.
With 2 Y's.
Oh yeah, and I want to tell that girl, like your past doesn't matter. Because when you come to God, you've been washed and made new by the blood of Jesus. He doesn't remember your past no more. So past don't matter.
Okay.
If he could forget your past, why would you worry about someone who worried about your past? You
know? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that. Your past is your fucking past. And if you live your life...
You can't live in the past.
Exactly. If you live your life walking around with your past in mind... And
you're not going to have no joy, peace.
Exactly. Ever.
Ever.
And no one looks back on their past and is like, you know what? I did that perfectly.
Right.
I have no regrets. Nobody.
Experience.
Yeah. Experience in it. Well, so you can have a better life moving forward.
Amen.
Okay, we are smart as fuck.
You.
No, you. Okay, so it's Whoa Vicky on Instagram, on TikTok. Thank you so much for coming on, and you know where to find me. Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and I'll talk to you suits next week. Bye-bye.